An Album a Day is my exploration into the Korean music scene. This podcast will cover mainstream, indie, and some underground artists within the scene and provide both factual and opinionated commentary. The biggest benefit to sharing my thoughts this way is that it will hopefully expose you to more great music and exploration of your own.
Quick note, go to multifacetedacg.com, select shop, and check out the new merchandise featuring my koala mascot, Mac. Discount code is MAXBACK until February 28th, 2022, and podcast merchandise drops in March. Now let's go!
You're tuned into An Album a Day. Show, start.
We're alphabet hopping from the letter A, which in this case stands for various positive adjectives like amazing, awesome, and absolute, to the letter M with one group by way of the letter T. Using Naver Vibe to listen to this group will be a worthwhile resource. A Prince was a group reestablished in 2012 under New Planet Entertainment. Prior to the boy band being called A Prince, they were known as Taken and had made their debut in November 2011. They released one song under the name Taken called Only You, and then renamed themselves A Prince for their re-debut in July 2012. From there, the five-member group consisting of Sungwon, Minhyuk, Sungjoon, Siyun, and Woobin released You're the Only One, an extremely synthesized pop ballad. A Prince followed the re-debut with Hello, their first mini album on November 6, 2012. The lead track is nothing without its music video. The cuteness levels are heavily imposed upon the guys with Aegyo left and right. I'm not a foreign commentator who hates on Aegyo. It serves its purpose. In the case of A Prince, the dance version video of Hello has them throwing Aegyo daggers at their target fan base, and it feels like it was demanded and not wanted. By this point in their short time as A Prince, they physically appeared to be in between concepts, for lack of a better description. Yes, they were young, but they did not seem naive. Taking a look at the previous pre-debut members, something I encourage you to see at kprofiles.com, drives that point home in my book. That aside, the mini album consisted of three songs and two instrumentals. Their second mini album was released on June 25th, 2013, entitled Mambo, consisting of three Korean songs, a Japanese version of their 2012 single Hello, and three instrumentals. Mambo pushes the dance music energy with every track, incorporating a relentless 808 and synthesizers left and right. Given the time period it came out, it's the right sound for the era, but it isn't the most appealing production quality. By the time they made their orange-haired final comeback with Peter Pan's Kiss in March 2014, the synthesizers were cemented as the only real memorable sound of this group. They disbanded not too long after, and four of the five young men re-debuted, some with new stage names, under the group name MAP6, with a different entertainment label. Between November 2015 and May 2017, MAP6 released four Korean singles and one Korean single album consisting of three tracks. The music was much more dynamic and memorable, but the focus was an attempt at grabbing the attention of the Japanese audience by this point. The group is reportedly on hiatus due to military enlistment, but I am inclined to keep an eye on them for a comeback. K-pop fans, on a scale of 1 to 5, with 5 being essential listening and 1 not worth mentioning, the A3-day rating for A Prince / MAP6 is a 4. Ultimately, as A Prince, they were a cute boy band created to pull on the heartstrings of their fans, but no opportunity to grow from that concept, say in the same vein as B2B or Astro. As MAP6, they shined in a different way with better production quality. There is real potential for a dynamic comeback if they choose to continue in entertainment after their commitment to their country is fulfilled. There are sponsored ads and social media hashtags, but this show is truly supported by the efforts of my McGualas, the most amazing fan base a little entertainer could ever have. Special shout out to my Patreon patrons, the freshmen, student body, the scholars, the staff, who keep my vision of becoming your favorite foreign Korean music historian, exploring all the industry from A to Z, a real thing. If you're interested in supporting the growth of this content, please visit patreon.com/multifacetedacg, and for as little as $1 a month, you can get in on the magic. Interested in continuing your support at the free 99 price? I love you for it. You can still engage with the show and me, your lovely host, when you retweet, repost, and share the show and use hashtag A, the number 3, and the word day. please consider leaving a few stars or a review on Apple Music, iTunes, IMDb, or Podchaser to keep things growing in the right direction. Thank you for listening, and I'll catch you in the next episode. Bye, y'all.